USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt spared the life of Julius Jones on Thursday, just hours before his scheduled execution. He was convicted of slaying a businessman more than 20 years ago. He will now remain behind bars without parole for the rest of his life. The United States Bishops Conference joined the Protestants and Orthodox Christians in launching a prayer crusade against Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. The online prayer event was titled Pray for Dobbs and asked for divine intervention in the upcoming case of Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization, set for argument by the Supreme Court on December 1st. Astronomers got a treat last night. We were witness to one of the longest partial lunar eclipses in 580 years. Although it was a partial eclipse, Earth's shadow did cover 97% of the moon during the six-ish hour event. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Standard Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Pharmacy giant CVS will be closing hundreds of stores a year for some time into the future.
CVS is closing 900 stores over the next 3 years. That's nearly 10% of their United States locations, while adding more health services at remaining locations. The largest U.S. pharmacy chain saying they will close 300 stores a year while adding primary care offices at certain sites, as well as converting more stores into so-called health hubs with offerings such as diagnostic testing, mental health services, and hearing exams. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As the House tried to pass President Biden's massive partisan social spending bill while most Americans slept last night, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy slammed Biden's spending bill in a marathon floor speech, delaying the vote for Friday.
He's building up the IRS to go after every American who spends $28 a day.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two men who spent decades in prison for the murder of black activist and civil rights advocate Malcolm X in 1965 were exonerated on Thursday after the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, apologized for what he called violations of the law and the public trust.
We are moving today to vacate the convictions and dismiss the indictments of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam for the assassination of Malcolm X on February 21, 1965. But I want to begin by saying directly to Mr. Aziz and his family, and to the family of Mr. Islam, and the family of Malcolm X, that I apologize for what were serious, unacceptable violations of law and the public trust. I apologize on behalf of our nation's law enforcement for this decades-long injustice, which has eroded public faith in institutions that are designed to guarantee equal protection of the law. Your Honor, we can't restore what was taken away from these men and their families, but by correcting the record, perhaps we can begin to restore that faith. As detailed in our papers, there are two grounds for our motion: newly discovered evidence and the failure to disclose exculpatory evidence. There is only one ultimate conclusion. Mr. Aziz and Mr. Islam were wrongfully convicted of the crime. In a case that rested entirely on eyewitness testimony, every single eyewitness to testify at the trial has died.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.